From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. A Missouri House committee held its first hearing today of a special session focused on whether to try to impeach Governor Eric Greitens. The committee met this morning to discuss its rules and procedures. The committee also began publicly reading the previously secret testimony of a woman who has accused Governor Greitens of misconduct during an extramarital affair. That testimony had been given to a St. Louis grand jury, which later indicted Greitens on an invasion of privacy charge. That charge was dropped last week, but a special prosecutor is considering refiling those charges. A day after the special prosecutor was appointed, one of Governor Eric Greitens' attorneys believes the facts will show the GOP chief executive did not break the law. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker was appointed on Monday to examine Greitens' conduct. And she can look into more than just whether Greitens took a semi-nude photo of a woman he had an affair with without her consent. The woman told House members that Greitens sexually and physically abused her, which the governor strongly denies. Greitens' attorney Jack Garvey says he's not worried Baker will charge Greitens with another offense.
I don't think there's any fear at all. We're just happy that it's not in the circuit attorney's office right now.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner requested a special prosecutor after a judge allowed her to be a witness in the invasion of privacy case. Gardner's office can no longer contribute to that matter. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Attorneys for Governor Eric Greitens won't be allowed to cross-examine witnesses who testify before a Missouri House committee during the special legislative session. The committee is instead reading testimony into the record from the woman Greitens had an affair with, which she gave earlier this year to St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. Ross Garber is one of two attorneys representing Greitens in his capacity as governor.
By shutting out the office of the governor and the governor, the public will not have confidence in either the process or the results.
The woman gave an exclusive interview Monday to St. Louis TV station KSDK, in which she said she stood by her testimony that Greitens coerced her to perform a sex act within minutes of taking a semi-nude photo of her without her permission. Greitens denies any criminal wrongdoing. Meanwhile, a Missouri environmental group is suing to overturn a law that lengthens the process the Department of Natural Resources must use to buy land. They argue the law passed last year, which requires the department to notify local officials, post notices, and hold public hearings before it can purchase large tracts of land, is unconstitutional because it doesn't apply to other departments. The law was passed in response to then-Governor Jay Nixon overseeing the purchase of several new state parks with little outside input. The special prosecutor appointed to the case against Governor Eric Greitens is being described as respected and fair. Peggy Lowe has more.
This isn't the first time Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker has acted as a special prosecutor. In 2014, she said she didn't have enough evidence to bring rape charges in a highly charged case involving a Maryville football player. But she got him to agree to a lesser charge and to apologize to his victim. UMKC criminal justice professor Christy Holsinger says Baker will stick with the evidence.
And I think she has a real track record of looking at the facts and making decisions and not focusing on political ideology.
Baker must work fast. The statute of limitations on the invasion of privacy charge against the governor runs out June 11th. I'm Peggy Lowe.
I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.